and this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Millions of voters have begun streaming to the polls across of Myanmar in the first relatively free election in a quarter of a century. VOA Steve Herman reporting now from Myanmar's largest city, Yangon.
I am at the Basic Education Primary School number 3 in Bahan Township. This is in an upscale neighborhood of Yangon where NLD leader Aung San Suu Kyi lives, and she has just voted here. It was a scene of pandemonium. The number of voters waiting at this polling station only outnumbered by the number of the domestic and international media. A lot of yelling and shouting, everyone wanting to get a photograph of her casting her ballot at this elementary school on this very historic day in Myanmar.
VOA Steve Herman. Despite increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week, high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's investigation team says no definite conclusions have been reached. All 224 people aboard the jet died last Saturday. Foreign intelligence reports raise the theory that a bomb exploded aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after that crash. Islamic State Group claimed responsibility. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 23 Syrian civilians were killed Saturday in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rebel-held town just outside the capital, Damascus. Russia, Syria's government, and the U.S.-led coalition are all carrying out bombing raids in Syria, sometimes in the same areas. This is VOA News. World Health Organization has announced that Sierra Leone is officially